Good evening, everyone. My name is Suresh, and I'm in Kerala right now. Actually, I landed up by accident here, and I'm stuck because of the floods. I can neither take a train, nor a flight, nor a bus, nothing. I can't even walk all the way to my home village in Karvanu, which is about an hour from here from Cochin. Over the last 3 days after the floods have started, I've been kind of going around and meeting people, meeting relief agencies, working with private organizations on the ground. And there seems to be a big buildup of fundraising happening outside Kerala. Now, let me tell you one thing. Most of the people who have been impacted by the floods in Kerala are from very well-to-do families. They are either middle class or upper middle class or superbly rich. They don't need money. They don't need sanitary napkins. They don't need matchboxes. They don't need candles. They don't need money. They need nothing. In fact, if you really want to give money or whatever you're collecting, drop the list of matchboxes and candles from your house because every house in Kerala has electricity, and it'll all come back in the next 1 week after the flood waters recede. What we instead need from you is a trade representatives, if you can call them, or carpenters, electricians, painters. We need them in hundreds and thousands because every house where the floods have hit, most of them have gone up. Water has gone up to the first floor. We'll need a replacement of all the wires, the cables, the switches, and everything you name it. And Kerala has a huge shortage of labor. I don't know how many of you are aware that in Kerala, 90% of the workforce are non-Malayalis. That is, they are from other states like Orissa, Bengal, Assam, Bihar, UP, you name it. And they are the ones who are here right now. And they themselves have been telling me that there's going to be a huge shortage of labor because after the flood waters recede, we're going to have these people, the electricians, the painters, the carpenters, to come and do all kind of works here. And for the next 1 or 2 months, 3 months, these people will be kept on their toes. And they're paid pretty well. I mean, if you ask me, if they compared to, say, a city like Hyderabad, for example, they get paid double of what they get paid in Hyderabad and Kerala. Because for many outsiders, Kerala is a Dubai because the wages are very, very high here. What we'll need with the money you're collecting or some of the material you're collecting is that they can be given to the poor families. But that will be hardly 5 to 10% of the entire population that has been impacted. There's enough and more stuff here. I have been going around the relief camps here. There is so much of stuff waiting out here. I had a long meeting with the members of the Gujarati community in Fort Kochi today, and they're organizing massive relief efforts from across Karnataka, Andhra, Telangana, and also from Tamil Nadu. And they're telling me they have more than 200 to 300 trucks waiting with these materials like rice and dal, all the stuff that is needed. They don't need, there is a huge deluge. Indoor stadium in Cochin is filled up with stuff and nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. People just want food right now. They want medical attention. That's all they need. We have a shortage of doctors. We have a shortage of food, but that is also being taken care of right now because all voluntary agencies are working. Please don't send stuff, which are not needed. I saw a huge bucket list of stuff that were made out, absolutely not required. I repeat, absolutely not required. We have more than enough stuff. And if you're planning to donate money, again, my request, there are a lot of scamsters at work. I remember seeing this earlier. I can tell you right now, if you're planning to donate money, please donate it to genuine people. Like I have the Seva Bharti guys here working on the ground. They are there in every district. If you open any of the Malayalam channels, you will see most of the flood victims thanking them, and not the government, for these Seva Bharti youngsters who are working from different colleges and, professional working professionals who are there on the ground working with them, providing food, providing rescue and relief right now. So my request again to each one of you whoever is listening to me right now, please stop what you're doing right now. This is not Andhra, this is not Telangana where you might still see a handouts being accepted. The people in Chengannur, people in Pala, people in Rani, they are very, very rich people. They will just throw the stuff back at you if you try and go and give them something. They just don't like being treated like beggars or don't like treated being a flood victim. They have massive egos. Okay, but there is, of course, a need for all the stuff that they're collecting. For example, the sanitary napkins can now be in short supply. We can always give it to the girl colleges, the lady colleges, wherever it is. We can always give it to them. Okay, their matchboxes are just not needed. I told you, it's an absolute waste. Rice, yes, but again, that again will be for a certain section for a certain time because the people here won't take rice, which is cheap. They like the best rice. They'll pay for it, but they will not accept anything like the 1 rupee and 2 rupee rice in Telangana. They will not accept that kind of stuff. Let's concentrate on the poor people, yes. But if you're planning to donate, please nominate somebody from your end to come to Kerala. Right now, all the roads are blocked. All the roads into Kerala, especially the ones coming from Coimbatore via Palakkad, which is blocked at a place called Kudiran, which is right now in the high ranges before Thrissur. It will take at least another 1 week to clear. The roads from the other side, from the Mysore side, Nilambur, is again blocked. There's no way we can reach Kerala right now. The airport, as you know, is totally shut down. It might open only in September right now. It looks like that. What we will have is some agencies, like I have seen the professional couriers and others in Hyderabad. Okay, many of the transport agencies are offering free transport of stuff to Kerala. Please avail of those services, but ensure that one of you come with this product or whatever you are carrying with you so that you can coordinate with the people here. If you require help in locating people in respective districts, I can even provide you with a list of people who are there. They'll be more than happy to receive the stuff. But again, coming back to my main feedback, please, please don't kind of send anything that is not required. We don't need the stuff right now. What we need is carpenters, electricians, painters, these kind of people, plumbers, for example. We need these kind of people. I don't know how can be organized. Somebody should coordinate with local ITIs or, you know, this. We don't need really senior carpenters or senior painters or senior electricians. We need guys who can just fix small stuff here and there. That's it. Money might be needed. Yes, money might be needed for those guys who travel, for their staying in some lodge or accommodation for their food and all that. That will be required till they get paid by these households, start paying them, then they will get the money. So that requires a bit of coordination, a bit of kind of going around, collecting these talents and bringing them to Kerala. And please know the geography of Kerala well. The impacted areas are not everywhere. Okay, there are mainly been impacted around Kottayam, around Alua. For example, Ernakulam, the IT district, is perfectly okay where I'm staying right now. It's perfectly okay. Nothing has been impacted out here. But what is more impacted is towards the Thrissur side, towards the Idukki, the Wayanad, the hill ranges have been impacted massively. Rani, Chenganur, Pathanamthitta, all these areas where the rubber plantations and all like that, they have been impacted again in a big way. So please, my request to each one of you would be to ensure that, you know, you don't kind of end up doing something which we made a mistake 7 years ago when the floods happened in Andhra, that is towards Karnool and other sites. We bought a lot of clothes, we took used clothes, and people just threw that. Even poor people didn't want to accept used clothes. They just threw it, and we had to dump it along the highway and the Hyderabad-Bangalore highway. That's a real tragedy, please. Please don't donate money. Please keep the money with you. Please give it to only the recognized agencies. I'm not saying the Chief Minister's Relief Fund is a great place to donate, because I've written something about that, what happened with the misuse of money with that also in the last time by the present Chief Minister. I've written about it. But I mean, it's your call finally, where you want to donate money, whom you want to give it. But think twice before doing anything, please. Thank you. Namaskar.